Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kelly Rosen, the mother of Gutty. Hello, Kelly. Nice to meet you. And nice
Hi,
to speak
Kathy.
To you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
We good, thank you. Keeping warm.
Good, good. And how's Gutty doing?
He is phenomenal. He is absolutely unbelievable.
That's amazing. How's his development coming along? Where's he at?
So,
how's his health?
Sure. I don't know if you remember from last year, but he was told by the neurologist that he pretty much had no chance of being anything. And today he is starting to crawl. He's holding his head up nicely. He's blabbering. He's laughing. He's rolling around. He's doing things that doctors can't explain how he's
incredible.
Doing.
Okay, because of his incredible blood loss, I just want to just give the background, but
sure.
Just correct me if I'm just trying to go from memory here. But
sure.
Babies have got the equivalent of, I think it's 250 ml of
yes,
blood, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So in a hemophiliac baby where they won't stop bleeding, or you can't quell that bleeding,
mm-hmm.
they basically bleed out. And that's what happened to Gutty. When I tell you this kid has survived, it's nothing short of a miracle. So developmentally you were told that he was always going to be much slower and would probably have some form of retardation. Is that correct? Mental retardation.
So they didn't say he'd be slower. They basically said he would never amount to anything. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't smile. He wouldn't blabble. He wouldn't crawl. He would be a vegetable.
Gosh.
Yeah. He suffered like very severe brain damage from the losing of so much blood. He is, as I said, he's giggling and smiling and trying to crawl and sitting up and doing things that the doctors can't explain how he can do with such severe brain damage.
Isn't that just incredible?
I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And I'm sure that it's because of support and how you've supported this child in terms of his development. Okay, so Kelly, where are you at now? Last time you had a blood drive that you were going to be doing. Are you still doing blood drives? I mean,
so
what are the activities?
Because obviously due to social distancing and stuff, we can't have a face-to-face event. But in honor of Gutty turning 18 months in July, we decided to host a virtual challah bake and donate all the proceeds to Fingertips of Africa. They are an organization very close to our hearts, and they've been very supportive to us and the rest of the community. And yeah, so Thursday night, 6 o'clock, we're having a virtual Zoom challah bake, and Challishing for Change is going to be doing the challah bake with us, and all proceeds go to Fingertips.
Incredible. That's wonderful. All right. So before I find out details, I just want to tell you about something that happened earlier.
Yes.
I was just completely finished from this. I was telling our listeners about this interview with you and, I was just saying what an absolute fighter this little Gutty is and how he has survived and defied the odds and defied the doctor's predictions.
Absolutely.
And just the spirit of this child is incredible. So get this message, and this is what it says. Kathy, hi. I want to donate some stock to Gutty Rosen. It's nice to hear good news stories. Kind regards from David Bennett at Bennett Baby Products.
Oh, wow, that's
is that
absolutely
not just
amazing.
The most incredible gesture.
But if I can ask, I think it's absolutely unbelievable. But I do think there are babies and children who are less fortunate. And if you wouldn't mind asking him if we could maybe donate that to Fingertips as well for all the little babies that they help.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you his number and you can fight with
him. I'll do that.
And tell him, I'm not going to take it. Rather give it to another child. No.
But David, if you're listening, thank you so much. We're very appreciative to you guys. And actually from your factory, you gave us another gift. About 3 years ago, my cat decided to impale herself in a sprinkler, and we were at the Oaklands vet, and a kitten was brought in from Bennett's that the kitten had separated from its litter. So they brought it in, and we landed up adopting that cat.
Wow.
So thanks, David.
Well, there you go. Kelly, thank you so much for catching us up. And
Thanks so much, Kathy.
Wish you all the best.
We really appreciate it. And if everyone can please just come and join, and registration's free, and they're going to be raffle prizes. It's going to be a huge event.
Okay, so where do we find all the details?
So it's on Facebook. There's a group called Gadi's Gift.
Yes.
It's Gadi's Gift Challah Bake for Fingertips of Africa.
Okay.
Alternatively, I can send you the information and you can post it on the Chai FM website. Or if you look under Fingertips of Africa or Challah Ishing for Change, all the information is on there.
Kelly Rosen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Stay warm.
You too. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks,
Kathy. Take care. Bye-bye.